Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching Radio. Tonight I want to talk about peace and prosperity. And actually, the world, me and you, we're actually afraid of peace and prosperity because we don't understand it. Since I've been born in 1955, I tell you how old I am. We've never had more than a small time of peace. There's always been a warring faction somewhere. We actually understand war and poverty more than we understand peace and prosperity, because it takes very little energy to live in peace and prosperity. It's more like putting a bowl of cube of Jello in your hand and let it sit there. That's peace and prosperity. War is something that there's always an egotistical clash of egotistical leaders. And that's something I've really expanded into in the last, just a couple weeks. This has been an astronomical expansion. And I really come up with an idea, and it's been out there for a long time, but whenever you say, put a rubber band around your wrist, people do it for many things, but whenever you say something bad about it, pop the rubber band and bring that to your forefront of your conscious mind. But just do something, because you never talk bad about somebody else. You're talking bad about yourself, because it's your words and your thoughts. And before I go any further, I really want to bring forth, I've got some exciting things going to happen over the next 30 to 45 days. I'm getting ready to release Money as My Friend with Freedom of Speech Publishing. But I also got three books I'm going to release probably in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Fear is My Friend, Flow in the Go, and Holiday Wisdom. I just sent Holiday Wisdom to Freedom of Speech Publishing. If you got a book to publish, Freedom of Speech Publishing is a very, very innate publishing company. They're very down to earth, but they're very, they want to see the author succeed. And that is something I have to say about Patrick and Gerard and with Freedom of Speech Publishing. But in the Holiday Wisdom, it's all positive. There's no negative in it, but there's going to be a little, there's one chapter called Black Friday Fun. It's about how shoppers go crazy and how to stay out of their way in a fun way, and it's got some humor in it. But it's also got one about the Indians and the Pilgrims setting down. I can't pronounce the tribe very well. It's a Wampong Nog Indians or something like that. I can't pronounce it very well, and I apologize to that Indian tribe. But it's how would it feel when you sat down, if you was them? You've been in battles. You've been on the watch for each other. You do many things. But today you're going to sit down and have a feast together. And that's kind of like war, Pillage, Plunder, and War, and Peace and Prosperity, sitting down to have a meal together. How do you think that would work? You know, war is something that is ingrained through the War College. And if you read history, you start really thinking about it and looking at it, all history was is about war and about what we do to people. So basically, they're ingraining fighting combatants all the way through my life. You know, that's all they're doing, is they're really ingraining combatancy through my life. So how are we living down the history rather than up to the new history we could write and really open up? The talent in this world is so unbelievable and so much prosperous prowess in it, but we're afraid to allow ourselves to see that prowess in ourselves. Because we have never been told that we're talented. All we see is the movie stars and the football players are all talented. Not all of us are going to be sports talented or movie star talented. But one thing I'm going to say about a lot of the movie stars, and a lot of people don't want to admit, the movie stars actually went through some a lot of trials and tribulations to get where they're at. They had many life-expanding experiences before they become stars. And it only takes one movie, and then you're a superstar. Just like one miracle in life energizes your wealth and success and your peace and prosperity. But how do you really carry deep down envy you don't let people see? And I did that. And I'm guilty of everything, every human emotion and everything anybody else has done. I'm just as guilty as anybody. And one thing I am going to say is if kids today did what I did, they'd all be in a lot of trouble, because I grew up in the country. We could have a little mischievousness. Now they want kids to be perfect. And, you know, in the city, you got only so much you can do. And that's one good thing I liked. I'm glad I grew up on a farm, because we always had something to do. No matter what it was, we had something to do. And that's what writing is for me. It's a way to let go of the ingrained pain of poverty. This country is so poverty-ridden in our mindsets right now, we're afraid to move forward. And even when you read people that say they think outside of a box, you're still in the box. You want to walk in a sphere because it has no corners. And the sun is a sphere. The earth is a sphere. Everything that does everything, basketball, soccer, football. Now, there, see how that oblong stuff does? Especially last night. That game is going to be talked about till eternity. And, you know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and say you could have done a better job. But could have you? I don't know if I could have. I feel I could have, but I wasn't there. And that is a bigger thing. You know? And no matter what them replacement refs do now, they're going to be criticized. And, you know, that's coming from micromanagement from the NFL. If anybody wants to blame anything for the replacement refs, Roger Goodall's the one to blame, because he doesn't understand the refs are an integral part of the football game, because Roger Goodell thinks he is the NFL. And that's what most people with big egos do. They think it's all about them. But Roger Goodell come in after Pete Rozelle. Pete Rozelle and the owners of Lamar Hunt, the gentleman, George Halas, Vince Lombardi, they paved the way. You know, the ones that are living the high life today, the road was paved by somebody that sacrificed before. And it really isn't a sacrifice. It's really being willing to expand beyond somebody else's mundane self. And right now, the world does not want to expand beyond anything. They want to stay very much in the controlling factor of life. And that's what happens in life, is we try to stay within the control of the poverty. Because getting outside of poverty and war, that's scary, because we have no imprints for it. That is something that's really unique. We the people of the world have to open their eyes to peace and prosperity because we've never experienced it. And yes, people meditate and they do this, but basically we got to do it in our everyday life. That is something that's unique and really, it's really fun to play around with this peace, because that's just, what is peace? Peace is just pristine energy, animating calmness, effervescent idealicness. It's a serenity where you have to have, you can open yourself to doing nothing. And in peace, you never have to be in a combatant state. You never have to be in envy, jealous, talking about anybody. How would the human beings do that? You know, this is a unique time for me because I'm actually expanding into this. And do I have a long ways to go? Yes. Am I really looking forward to the journey? Oh, yes. Not just yes, but oh yeah, let's play in this peace and prosperity. Because in peace and prosperity, I never want. I have a desire to light the fire to play in the embellishing of idyllic energy. How would it feel to wake up tomorrow or wake in 1 second, never having a jealous, a mad thought? Because anger is just the limitation of your knowledge, of your wisdom. And really, anger is caused by stink of the think. And that's really where that's at. And, you know, so man, I listen and I read a lot. I'm really starting to like this listening and talking very little. Am I getting there? Slowly. That's a tough one. I like to rattle my teeth a lot. But really, when I'm around people now, I really choose to listen. And I got Uranus in it. I got energy in me that likes to be leaders, and I'm really starting to learn about the planets and the astrology from a friend of mine. And, you know, when I was younger and I grew up on a farm, I thought, oh, yeah, astrology, that was something you took a trip on. But really, all the mystical energy in the world is the euphoric energy we experience peace and prosperity in. That is something we really, really, really opened myself up to. And something else I've really expanded into. I let go of telling people how to live their life. I write now so I show people how to go. And I've taken a lot of words out of my life, and I've got a CD coming out called Visionary Vocabulary. And I'm really adhere to this because it really opens, lets go of the deer in the headlight looks. Because, you know, even though we're in the spiritual and the coaching world, I see we still use a lot of self-limiting, locked-up words. And the college education of the world is great, but it's too caught up in itself and thinking that it's better than the common people. And that just is not going to let things fly. And that's not going to open people up. It's unorthodox common sense that's going to move us forward. We have mundane common sense, but unorthodox, where we cause ourselves to quake in our inner self and say, oh my God, that scares me half to death. But boy, if you ain't being as quaking in your boots and crapping in your pants, you're not thinking near big enough. So what scares you about peace and prosperity? Because you have to do nothing. You don't have to be busy. You don't have to be productive. You don't have to be successful. You just got to be. Like a beehive sleeping at night. All the bees are sleeping. in the hive. How you know, and all the animals, more things happen in the dark than at night. That's when all the predators are out. But that's just like in you, and darkness is where your predators hang and all your stuff is playing out. So what about peace scares you? Ask yourself that question. What about peace scares you? And be very upfront with you. Because in peace, you got to quiet the mind and the inner landscape to live at the seashore of serenity. How would it feel to live at the seashore of serenity? And to bask in the sun of fun in calmness. See, you can be successful and prosperous without having to be at war. But we understand war causes cash flow. The world has never understood how to make money and live a wealthy life in peace. Because we always say war brings back economies, and that's not true. What brings back economies was people in war are going to work. War puts people to work on the home front. And it really brings in tax money. But the thing about war is, you may make money during the war, but the countries are all broke after war. And that's something that we really have trouble with, because most of us have never, ever dealt with prosperity. I know I grew up on a farm, and we talked a lot about what we didn't have. You know, and as I look back, yeah, we weren't super rich, but, you know, we never really wanted that for want. We always had something to do. And I learned at a young age, never, ever walk in the house and say you don't have something to do, because that was an instant fix fence. We had to go fix fence or pick rock or build some yard fence. Oh, yeah, they always found something for us to do. And they never even quarreled about it. So it only took a couple times to tell people you didn't have something to do. And that's something that is really, and it's like today. We live in the most opportunistic opulence of ever in history. But we're really afraid to see that we encompass the talent to move the world forward. But we're not going to do it in the same mundane mindset of war and pillage and plunder. So how will you open yourself up to peace and prosperity? And what is prosperity and peace to you? That is something that are you open to individually defining peace and prosperity? That's what it's going to mean to the world. And as you're doing this, you really, really are you open to seeing yourself do things in a new way? But if you're going forward, how are you locked up on the inside when you hear peace and prosperity? And living, just sitting like in a chair for 2 minutes without doing nothing, without a thought. And I know I hear everybody say they're meditating this, but a lot of people, they meditate, but they still are busy in their mind. And I actually can do meditation, but my mind don't stay quiet for a half hour. But if I really am into the meditation, I can go totally out. And that is really nice. But when it comes to peace, what is the first word in your mind? And telling everybody that you live in peace and everything is good. You do everything this way. But how will you open yourself up to peace? And this is not something you just can say, I do it. This is something you have to say, I'm involved in and revolved into, is peace and prosperity. When we look at life, we're looking out the door and we're always hearing the news is a controlling, is a poker of poverty. And it always wants to say what everybody don't have rather than what everybody does have. You know, as I open my eyes to peace and prosperity, I'm really seeing how I was really caught up in the pillage, plunder, and war game. And I want to be very upfront about this. I have a long ways to go in this. But I've been slandered and somebody took advantage of my generosity. And I don't dislike either one of them. I'm okay with it. And actually, it probably helped me move into this more than anything in my life. See, all they took from me was one, the person took money, and the slandering is they're trying to steal my writing. I took nothing from them. And you know, there's one thing about it. My friendship is probably as good a friend because I ask my friends for nothing. And I really mean that. I ask my friends for nothing. I am just a friend with no wants or needs. And I will listen to them, and I will do that. You do that, but most of them, and most people are really engaged in seeing how, if they're making somebody's life miserable, or their tough talk, that's their tough talking egos really doing things. But whose ego are they ruining? Whose life? And whose life are we ruining when we talk bad about somebody else? Well, the right, when you slander somebody's life, you end up ruining is your own. It's like the person that's slandering me, all of it's false. 100% false. And all they're doing is living in an egotistical arrogance. And the other guy, well, the other person, they just run out and we made a deal and they didn't honor their commitment. That has nothing to do with me. I got 3 books. Actually, I got 15 books and 39 CDs to put out in the next year and a half, 2 years. And I don't have to write another CD, and I don't have to write any more to have 15 books. So what I'm really going to open up to do here is expand the world. I can't worry about who's slandering me and who doesn't want to honor their word. I don't have time for that. Neither do you. People that are disingenuous have to live with their disingenuousness. And that's just the way it is. And I'm really looking forward to the Holiday Wisdom book and all my books and Fear is My Friend, because Holiday Wisdom is all about prosperity. It's all about positive prosperity and Yuletide ride to enjoy the holidays. There's things about the 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo, Happy Easter. It's about all the holidays. And it's about really opening your eyes to glide in genuine success. And that is something that's really kind of neat, is success. Because in success, you're engaged in your own life. And not in somebody else's life and what somebody else is doing. You're engaged in your life. And when you're slandering somebody or doing something to somebody, you're actually more engaged in the person you're slandering's life or the one you're cheating's life than they are yours. So you can hide from people, but you can't hide from karma and dharma, God and the universe and all the mystical sources. And they engage us in the pessimism of the world for us to see our optimism, our illuminated optimism, overcome the darkness. But worse, this world is so ingrained with pain. As long as I'm inflicting the pain, I'm winning my game of life. And that isn't true. When you're inflicting pain, you're in for no gain. And that is something that I've really become very, very astute about. And, you know, everybody has to go into a dark place to come out illuminated. And, you know, that's okay. And, you know, as long as we're engaging in this, we're going to do good. Because we're really opening our eyes to peace and prosperity when you let go of being envy and jealous of people. And that was a big one for me because that was ingrained in me by the people I grew up with and in my immediate surroundings when I grew up. And that's something else I've learned and that it's really expanded into. You know, the people you grow up with, you just have different players, but they have the same interaction. So here's the thing. When you can let go, you can expand. And you can change anything. But expanding is a whole new ballgame because there's nothing of the old in an expansion. And that is a simple thing. When you just use the word expand over the word change, your life will do it. But what is peace and prosperity? You know, no, people have a disdaining look towards the hourly workers and people that get dirty. This country and this world, they really don't want to get dirty no more. They think working, physically working, is a bad thing. But it takes the hourly workers to generate the wealth for the super rich. Yeah, third choices. But the people that are doing daily things, do little things to hire, the management doesn't even know they take care of. There's a lot of little stuff happens, and it's the work ethic of the people that make a company money. It's not necessarily the choices of the CEO. Or the management. A lot of times, what I've witnessed over the last few years is management's really hurt their bottom line and their cash flow. And there's a lady. But anyway, I want to also tell you, my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I really want to talk about holiday wisdom. Fear is my friend, and money is my friend, and flow in the globe. These are wrote in visionary terms. These open your visionary, and they open your chakras and your insides to move your life forward. And that's what my CDs and my coaching and everything does. It's about opening your eyes, your heart eyes, and your talent wise to see yourself in your desired life. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And I will see you Thursday night with a guest, and we're going to talk about many things. So anyway, you have a good night, and we'll see you Thursday night. Good night, and thank you for all for listening.